Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm grand, you?
Yeah, good.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a quick one. What is this?
This? That's for me to know and you to find out by listening to this episode of Smelling Sunset, the podcast where we recap and talk shit about the newest season of Selling Sunset.
That sounds like everything I've been looking for.
Well then, you're in the right place.
Yes!
I've also just realised we're 3 episodes in and we never said who we are.
Oh my god. That's silly of me. I'm Halle Berry.
And I'm Rebecca Romaine.
Great, now that that's out of the way, I'm Kira.
I'm Kieran.
And we make this podcast together.
We sit and talk into a microphone sometimes.
What do we do when we're not doing this? None of your business.
Yeah.
Okay, episode 3, it's called Old Deals Die Hard. Or if you're in the UK, Old Poundlands Die Hard.
Very good. And do you think it's a Christmas episode because it's Die Hard?
I don't think it is.
No, it's not.
I've never seen Die Hard, so that whole discourse just annoys me.
Die Hard's really good. The discourse is fucking stupid.
So dumb. But things can be whatever they want.
Exactly. But Die Hard's a great movie.
Okay.
We should do a podcast about it.
You gonna die on that hard?
I am. Okay. Chelsea is selling some beach house.
Yes, and at $22 million, it's a steal.
Correct. Heather and Amanda are here. They walk around the house. It's boring. The house looks beautiful. Are we surprised?
I want to mark Heather's bravery as a pregnant woman for sitting in a hammock.
Yeah, actually.
Proud
well
of her.
Done.
Brave.
Very brave. Then they lie on the bed and wear shoes in the bed.
Not allowed.
Uh-huh.
Chelsea put on her fake English accent. Like, oi, oi, there's a pub downstairs. Oi, oi.
Yeah, and there's a, just like every British pub, there's a Pole in it, except usually his name's Nikolai and he sits in the corner.
It hits. Yeah, and he strips.
Amanda has a go on the Pole.
Yeah, she did fine, yeah.
She did.
Wasn't looking, but yeah. And then they got into it and, like, we're talking about Christine.
Yeah, but I think it's their first proper mention of Christine and not in, like, a recap.
I feel like she's been super injunctioned or something. Like, don't mention her. Chelsea's like, obviously I'm good mates with Christine.
Yeah.
Shine your shoes, governor.
Exactly.
So.
That's what Chelsea said.
Who cares? Chelsea loves her and she hates Bree.
Yeah. Yeah, Bree is the next hot topic. And have you ever read Hot Bree? Hot Bree's lovely.
It's not bad.
Chelsea has her reservations, as we are all well aware by now, because every episode she will not shut up about it.
Everyone's so obvious about who they hate this series. I'm okay with it.
Yeah,
I'd rather know than have to figure it out.
Yeah, exactly.
We go to the office.
They're all there.
Emma's eating a Chupa Chup.
Yeah, why?
Hungry.
Do you know who else is there? Davina!
Davina! Davina got her 5 seconds of screen time.
She had, like, 2 quotes today. Her first is, she says, just like, wow, when they're talking about the pulling out method of contraception.
Yeah, you know, standard office chat in front of your 2 small bosses.
She also gets an, when they say Jason's bringing his girlfriend to the office.
And she got, like, a facial shot, full facial shot, where she just pulled, like, a confused face. Don't know about what, but it was good to see her.
It was good to see her. Davina, hit us up.
Oh, girly, we miss you. If she would come on this, like, I think I would actually lose my mind.
Me too.
Davina, please.
Davina, we're your biggest fans.
Message us.
Don't listen to our first season because I think we talked shit about you a lot and
didn't like you, but we came around to you. We did not. We've always been very complimentary. The office chat got weird.
Mm-hmm.
They talked about how everyone has fucked Jason.
Yeah, Nicole dated Jason first.
Now everything makes sense. That's why she hates Chriselle.
Exactly.
But she likes Mary, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's bizarre. And then Mary Lou comes in. Also, another Mary just realised that Jason's dating.
Funny.
Mary Lou.
And a blonde.
And a blonde.
And a blonde. She was fine. Weird that he kind of brought her in to show off like a trophy. And then just everyone was like, how old are you? Do you like it up the bum? Like, they just asked so many like invasive questions that we didn't really care about.
She looked incredibly uncomfortable.
Yeah, she did. She's 24, 25 at the time in Europe. They kept saying Europe. Mm. Really annoys me. Be specific.
Yeah, where in Europe? Big place. But also, Chriselle made a very funny joke about how Mary Lee studied economics. And she's like, I'm not surprised because she looked at the economics of dating Jason and thought that was a good idea or something. It was funny.
It was funny and she meant it to be funny.
She did well.
I hope everyone knew that. I thought Chelsea was rude to Jason's girlfriend. Like, she was the first one to be like, what age are you? Like, they knew how old she was.
Yeah, it's because they've not shut up about it this season.
Exactly. She just wanted to introduce tension. Like, just be chill.
Mm. When she leaves, Bree is like, so, like, 3 of you dated Jason. What the fuck is the attraction here? What's going on?
respected that, to be honest. But she does have a kid with Nick Cannon, so...
She does have a kid with Nick Cannon, but she talks very eloquently and, like, well about her open relationship that she is currently in and how it's working for her, and she's happy, and Chelsea just does not fucking get it and is actually quite rude.
Yeah, I thought that whole scene made me very uncomfortable. Everyone was just firing, like, personal questions her way. I think she explained herself enough for them to be like, okay, grand, leave it. But yeah, Chelsea was rude. She's like, mm-mm, not my man. And it was like, we've seen your man. And he, I think, worked in IT.
Yeah, he was dry.
IT adjacent. He was dry.
He was dry. Chelsea has her opinions, and Bree says, opinions don't faze me.
Yeah, I think Chelsea came across poorly because she doesn't like breath. So anything that happens, she's not, like, Bree could bring her in a, like, I don't know, let's say a toasted Bree sandwich. I don't like that. Like, she's not going to do any right, so just shut up.
Yeah, shut up and go about your business in your own way.
Have a quiet little grudge.
Yeah, and now Brett is showing off the goth house.
Yeah, to billionaire Adam. It still looked the exact same as it did last episode.
Which is beautiful.
Yeah, it's cool. The neighbours include Bono and Lenny Kravitz.
Imagine just buying a house like that and it just being like pocket change for you.
I just like, I actually am into the basketball court downstairs. That was that house, wasn't it?
No.
Oh, that was Chelsea's house. Never mind. Yeah, okay, this house fine then. It pales in comparison.
Adam sounded like he needed a lozenge.
He was a little hoarse.
He was.
Is he in Foles, the band? Because he sounded a little hoarse.
He did.
He brought with him loads of money and also a scandal.
Yeah, potential scandal alert.
Breaking news, potential scandal.
Uh-huh. And the scandal is... Emma reached out to him and was like, I want to show you a few little places.
And by that, she meant her vagina.
No.
No, she meant the house.
She meant houses.
Yeah.
And
shocked me.
Yeah, Brett is not happy.
Brett, be
She's
mad.
She's like, you are not coming between me and my client. This Brett man is my client.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily want to hang out with him personally, and I do in order to get his money.
Who was her favorite all-time client?
Dunno.
Thomas Bryant. Remember?
Kind of.
Grishel just kept going, my client, Thomas Bryant. So anytime I hear a client now, I'm like, oh yeah,
Thomas Bryant.
Okay, anything else to say there?
I'm like thinking, we'll find out later, I guess, but when we were watching it in real time, my only thought was potentially Emma didn't realise it was Bree's client because she's obviously very
secretive,
tight-lipped about who her clients are.
Yeah, that's. I thought as well. I immediately was like, Emma wouldn't do that. That's not our girl.
Mm-hmm.
The transition song to the next scene just went... Peanut butter to my jelly. And I have the tune wrong, but those were the lyrics.
Yeah, and then it showed Mary and Romaine, and then it was like, cookies to my milk, you're the coffee to my cream.
And if that ain't love, that's a wedding song if ever I've heard one.
They're at the bar, they're meeting Jason and Mary Lou.
So it's, yeah, it's Mary, Jason and the kids.
Yeah.
They're significantly younger partners.
And speaking of kids, Mary very brazenly, pretty much immediately, was like, oh, sorry to, like, ask this, like, right now, but do you want kids?
Yeah, straight in there. She, whatever size shoe she has, she put it in.
Yeah.
God.
And we find out that Jason wants to check out of the office.
For 3 weeks, he's putting on a triple O.
Yeah. And he wants Mary to take over fucking everything he does, as well as doing her own job.
Which is a weird thing to announce at dinner with, like, their partners. That's a meeting in the Oval Office.
Yeah. And also... Where the fuck is Brett?
We have a Brett and we have a Brett.
Yeah, where's Brett?
Yeah, fair.
Isn't he like the other person who works there?
Maybe he's distanced himself. Although he was in like a few shots of the office. I don't think he comes across well on camera. I think he knows that, so that's why he's not in it anymore.
Maybe he didn't come across well on camera because he didn't want to be on camera. Because
they had a fight last series. He had a fight with Jason, I think.
Yeah, a little bit.
Jason. Anyway, God, sorry, sidebar.
So weird that he's, Jason is just like, hey, Mary, so, do your job and also do my job, and you don't get more pay, and just make it happen because I'm going on holiday with my much younger girlfriend.
I'm just going to vague Europe for 3 weeks, maybe Waterford, maybe Milan.
has to be one or the other.
You know, the two main places people go. When they walked in, Mary was having an Aperol Spritz, and Jason was like, is that Aperol Spritz? Oh, we had those in Mykonos.
Yeah.
Like, we all know you went there.
Also... Aperol spritzes are...
Delicious.
Delicious. And, like,
but
not
old
new.
News.
Yeah.
They're old hat.
Maybe they're very European, though, actually.
We are in... We're not in the EU, but we're in Europe.
Mm.
On to Nicole's listing.
Yeah, she's at some gaff showing Heather around.
Yeah.
My main takeaway from this place was that there's a painting that says best wishes.
Yeah, and they showed it in the background when Heather said something like, what a beautiful house. I was like, okay, the painting
says best wishes.
Weird.
Did they just blow up a Hallmark greeting card and put it in a frame?
Yeah. Didn't like it.
Best of luck in your new role was the other painting behind it.
Sorry to see you go. Love to watch you walk away. Ah, it was a 100-year-old house, the same age gap as Jason and his girlfriend. And who rocks up to bitch about exactly that topic?
Mary.
Mary. Hi.
They also, sorry, before we move on to that, they keep calling master bedrooms primaries.
That's new.
Is it new? I was like, is that new?
That's new. I caught it in the first episode. Yeah. That ain't right.
Primaries.
Just say the big bedroom.
The master bedroom.
Primary.
Mary.
Mary. Mary just wanted her name in there.
Yeah. Speaking of primaries, here's Mary.
It just came to bitch about Jason, like, and then bitch about Chriselle, and, like, yeah. And then Heather was also there. Sorry, we knew Heather was there.
Never we knew Heather was there. But Mary comes along to talk about what we just found out in the last scene, which is things are moving faster, because usually it's the next episode they bitch about what happened in the last episode.
Yeah, it was good to air it out while it was still wet. It's the same as Chelsea and Bree. Okay, here's the mathematical equation. Chelsea is to Bree what Nicole is to Chriselle.
Yes.
They hate each other.
Yes.
So anything, any topic that comes up, they're always like, she's wrong, I hate her. Mm. Like, it's the same problem twice.
It is. And honestly, the Nicole Chriselle one is much more compelling.
Yeah, because there seems to be like a layer of dirt there.
Yeah, and because Compel rhymes with Chriselle.
Oh.
I don't know why that would matter, but it does.
It's good.
Nicole, unsurprisingly, loves Mary Lou. Oh, she's
my
just,
God, breath of fresh.
She's so great and so just grounded and like...
I actually think she's better for Jason than Chriselle was, funnily enough.
She's so
who
nice, and I honestly think she would be a really good real estate agent.
I think Jason should have kids with her.
Yeah, I think she's everything Chriselle wishes she was.
She can't even play the drums, and I love that.
She has so many opinions about Jason and Chriselle's relationship. That was last season. It's over. Chriselle and Jason are fine.
We've moved on. Chriselle ain't getting no sleep anymore.
Mm?
As she said.
And then Heather really sums up the scene by being like, I'm just getting like a vibe. Like, it's really subtle, but like, it seems like potentially you maybe don't really like Chriselle.
Like, well done, Heather. Baby brain. God. And that was it for the gaggle of bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go on to Chelsea's listing.
Mm-hmm.
She brought out the heavies, some Oyster Bay Rosé.
Yeah, and some oysters.
Yeah, which Amanda had a good point. She was like, how long have they been sitting out?
Yeah. And then she eats a crab leg. And is like, if I die, you know what it was.
I'll die doing what I love. More crab. I thought Amanda looked like Will.i.am in a lagging jacket.
Oh my God. A lagging jacket is what you put around a boiler.
A hot press. Yeah the boiler.
Yeah, that's a really good look her up if you don't believe. This is like probably the best look comparison that we've had so far on this series.
Yeah. And I mean, Will.i.am, like back when he used to, I think he's probably more chill now. Remember he used to just wear like ridiculous sunglasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
Chelsea says that they have a British loo and is then corrected that it's a urinal, which is not British, I don't think.
No, they're everywhere. But I did like the other Brit challenging Chelsea, like Ed Britting her. Like, it's a urinal. She's like, oh, is it urinal? I'm a urinal.
Yeah.
That's how I say it too, because I'm a Brit.
And so these sort of open houses, is it just the gals that come to these? And then a weird like cult of people all wearing white that were sitting in the background and kind of looked like...
Charlie's Angels white.
Yeah, Charlie's Angels being led by like one of Siegfried or Roy.
I'm suspicious that no one is ever at these things to buy the house. They just go for a free glass of wine and to watch the drama.
And wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I would. And they're all sort of listing off the girls who are supposed to be there. And one of the girls isn't going to be there. Because Davina is at Burning Man.
Oh yeah, out of nowhere. Well, Davina's at Burning Man. What? Sorry?
Oh, Davina.
Well, Davina can't be here because she's at Burning Man. Maya's in Trebalgan, so there's no one else left. Well, Davina at Burning Man.
I want, again...
Put a GoPro on her and give me a day in the life.
Yes.
Yesterday.
Even if it's just like a YouTube miniseries.
Yeah, I need it.
God.
We deserve it.
We really do.
I also wonder... If we were to go on holidays to LA and we wanted to slip into one of these listings and like see the house and see the drama unfold and be on the telly, like how far along do you need to be for them to not smell a rat that you actually don't have money?
I wonder if they're all just like extras.
Yeah.
So we just need to go to LA, market ourselves. Yeah, market ourselves as extras. Although none of those extras were unbelievably hot that we saw.
Wow, rude. I thought they were all gorgeous. But beauty comes from within.
True.
Namaste.
which is why we're rancid little shits.
You're not. Are you the cleaner? I'm like, yes. It'd be an honor.
Chriselle and Emma arrive.
And I think Amanda listens to this podcast because she beat us to the outfit comparison more better than ever we could do.
Yeah, which was that they looked like a gender reveal party.
One was in pink, one was in blue. It was incredible.
It was very funny.
Amanda, thank you. Because we wouldn't have thought of that.
No. Because I think they just looked like Romeo and Michelle's high school reunion.
They did, yeah. Also good. I got nothing. They looked like Colgate toothpaste. I don't know. And then Emma and Breh had a we had confrontation number one.
Yeah.
Emma and Breh, where Breh was like, I'm just going to say Brie, I feel rude, because I get annoyed when someone doesn't say Brie. Brie, fine, I'm sorry. 3 episodes in, I'm going to change. She was like, oh, I heard that you were trying to steal my billionaire client. And Emma was like, what the fuck? And then just in the most Emma defense said, I sent him empanadas. Like... okay.
What do you want me to do? He wanted empanadas.
I'm sorry, but I went to the Peru. He was hungry. Like, what's the problem? So, remains to be seen what happened there. But
yeah, Brie was very full on.
We know Emma. Emma, oh. Girl, we know you. I don't think she would steal.
No, I don't think so either. And if she was doing it, she didn't know that it was Brie's client.
Mm-hmm.
And Brie was just very full on, and Emma was like, you don't fucking know me. So just take a step back and...
I think the way, yeah, she didn't entertain it or get too defensive, it makes me think that, yeah, it's a misunderstanding.
Yeah. And then Brie just leaves.
Yeah. The Brie went off.
And Mary says she wants Nicole to talk to Chriselle, which I think is a terrible move.
Terrible place, terrible time, terrible idea.
Like, if you want them to talk...
Of course she's the manager.
Yeah, if you want them to talk, Mary, maybe you should, like, be there.
Still take that in the office.
Yeah.
In the HR.
Yeah. So Nicole, we get to, like, the crux of the episode. Nicole and Chriselle have their confrontation.
They spat on each other. Yeah. Turns out Heather squealed from the conversation that was had mere scenes earlier.
Mm.
And she is a bit of a two-faced monster.
Yeah. I don't think so. Honestly, because Heather and Chriselle...
I would love to Heather to go back and like, here's what she said about you. Because if they were always to do that, which they do, nothing's ever safe.
No, but like I think Heather and Chriselle are closer than Heather and Nicole.
Probably.
I think Nicole
Heather's
probably
not
didn't.
Not that close with anyone.
Really. I think nothing. Heather's been everyone's little fucking.
She's done her time with everyone, I suppose.
Like mate this season. I feel like Nicole did not gauge her audience, and like maybe you don't say that in front of Heather. Mary would probably listen and be like, "Yeah, no problem."
Mm.
But Heather's like, I just love love. So
I hate what I'm seeing.
And Nicole's being a little holier-than-thou, a little fuck.
Yeah, didn't like her at all. She's gone on about a 3-year-old beef. Like, Chriselle flipped. I think Chriselle is in, like, survival mode after what Christine did to her.
Yeah.
She was not even a whiff of it. She's like, no! Shut up, you're a bitch. Called her a bitch.
She did. And Nicole's like, don't call me a bitch. And Chriselle's like, well, you're being a fucking bitch.
Stop being a bitch, then.
Which was great.
It was great. Like, girl's tired.
And Chriselle was, like, kept making up the point, like... Did I get any money from this? No, I did not. I got no money. Whose name was on the check? And Nicole's like, it was mine. And then it's like, yeah, so what the fuck is your problem?
It's impossible to see, like, what Nicole's point is. Like, does she just want someone to pat her on the back and go, well done, you did all that. It's a sale from 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Get a fucking life. You made all the money.
Exactly. And Chriselle is like, I don't remember my clients from 3 years ago. Like, I've had so many clients, I don't remember them. And Nicole's like, I remember every single client I've ever had in my life.
Loser. I got a tattoo of every single client. I know the blood types. Get a life.
Yeah, it was a bit... Oh, it was a bit much. But then Chriselle's like, I'm not fucking having this conversation anymore. This is ridiculous. Goes into Mary, says, I want to chat with you. I want to chat with Jason. And I want to chat with Nicole. I want us all to sit down together with the facts and fucking figure this shit out.
Which is how that should have been done
exactly.
From the first instance. Yeah, she's dead right.
She is dead right. Well done, Chriselle. Yeah. I'm enjoying that she is not fucking taking shit.
She ain't taking no shit no more. She's different.
She's different. She's with G-Flip now.
Yeah. She's, you could say, flipped her tolerance for bitches.
Yeah. Good for her.
Good for her. We should all be doing that.
And honestly, my favourite episode so far?
Yeah. I liked the explosive. Like, I needed something. Nothing funny has happened still, but, like, something just to make me feel.
Yeah. It was a...
And I finally got it.
It's a good jumping off point, I feel, for the rest of the season. I would have liked a little bit more of this earlier.
Yeah.
I felt like the first two episodes were like treading water. Let's get to the meat.
Yeah.
And add a bit of Brie on top of it.
Yeah. I'm hungry. It was good.
Yeah. Enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's good.
You looking forward to the next one?
Yeah, we'll do it all. again.
I hope you are looking forward to the next one too.
Oh, baby. And can we just say, you're looking well.
You look gorgeous.
Okay, thanks for listening. See you soon.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.